In Revelation chapter 4, if you read commentaries, and I know all of you do, when you run across something you don't understand, you run to grab your book that O. Henry or somebody wrote, and you check it out and say, well, that guy, you know, he's smart, he's got a DD, all that stuff. So he must be correct. But I'm telling you that every commentary you pick up on the market today is going to tell you that Revelation chapter 4 is the rapture of the church. And the reason why they do that, because they want to make you go through the tribulation period. And what I'm telling you, and what I've been telling you, is that Revelation chapter 4 has nothing at all to do with the church. And when I read this thing, I hope you all can see that. And I want to ask you a question here after I read verse 1 here. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, as of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, how many people went up? There's only one that went up, wasn't there? And that was John. So how in the world could that be the church? Well, it couldn't be. The only reason why they do that is because after you get out of Revelation chapter 3, you never see the word church again. So they say, well, that has to be the rapture. Now, there's only one other time in the book of Revelation where the word come up hither is used. And that's in Revelation chapter 11. And who goes up there? Anybody know? There's two of them go up there. The two witnesses. So we think it's Moses and Elijah. Some people think it's this one. Some people think it's that one. But there's two people go up there. Now there's another time that the door is open in heaven, but he don't ask nobody to come up. He brings a bunch of people with him. And that's in Revelation chapter 19. Now, John is called up. You got to realize what's going on. John is here on the earth, and he gets called up, and he gets to see the throne. That's what he gets to see. Now, my drawing of a throne is not very good, but I wanted to show you that, and then I've got some things over here I want to show you too about those 24. There's always questions about who are the 24 elders. I hear the one preacher say that it was Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. I tell you, if them guys are before the throne, we've got problems. They'd be trying to take up a collection right there. I don't know where they get any money or not. But immediately I was, verse 2, in the Spirit, and behold, the throne set in heaven, and one that sat on the throne, and he that sat on the throne sat, and he that sat was to look upon like jasper and sardonyx stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like an emerald. Now what this is, this throne is a emerald throne. Now, and guess what it looks like? John, when he sees it, what does he see? He sees a rainbow, and it has all the colors of a rainbow. This is an emerald city. This is New Jerusalem. This is where the throne is at. Now, that's what John sees. And around about the verse 4, and around about the throne was 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had their heads crowns of gold. So these 24 elders got crowns of gold. Now let me ask you a question. In the tribulation period, what kind of crowns can they win? Nobody knows? Well, I think we went over that in Revelation 2. There's a crown of life. And we said that we can't win that crown because we have life everlasting. And then there's a crown of glory. So these 24 elders, they have crowns up on their head, and they're made of gold. Now, if you've been going to church as long as I have, then you've heard preachers preach that when you got to heaven, if you won a crown, what are you going to do with it? You're going to cast it at His feet, right? Well, I'm sorry to tell you that these 24 guys are the only ones that do that. And what he's talking about here is these 24 seats, they are governmental authorities. That's what they are. They are governmental authorities, governmental structures. Now, in the heavens, how many different sections are there going to be? Yeah, you're right. 12. The heavens are divided into 24 sections. And those are governmental authorities. And guess what? One of these days, some of you, I hope I'm one of them, but I probably missed the boat somewhere along the line. But some of these days, some of y'all is going to be in those governmental structures. Now, on earth, how many governmental structures do you have? Well, you're going to have 24. There's going to be 24 governmental structures upon the earth. There's going to be, 12. There's going to be 12 in the heavens. Now, what Brad was talking about up here, you're not going to have a mansion built for you. You're going to be doing something in the heavens. What happens to Satan? Well, Satan gets kicked out. He gets kicked out on the earth, does he not? And all his angels with him in Revelation chapter 12. He gets kicked out upon the earth, and the church, the body of Christ, gets put in those positions. Remember, there's two places. One heaven, one earth. Who's going to be on the earth? Well, the nation of Israel is going to be on the earth. But in the heavens, you got 12. All you got to do, and this takes a long time to get this across to people, you got to remember that over in the book of Daniel, I think it's Daniel chapter 7, the 10 maybe. There was a messenger come down from heaven, and his name was Gabriel. And he came down to earth to give Daniel a message. Well, guess what? He come down through here to heaven to get to the earth, and Satan wouldn't let him to some of those positions because he didn't want him to come and deliver that message. So God had to send Michael to open up the way for him. we got to get these positions cleared out, completely clean. Right today, in 2007, the heavens are not clean. Why are they not clean? Because Satan and all his angels are in the second heaven. And they will not be clean until when? Until midpoint of the tribulation period, when Satan is cast out and all his angels with him. Then the heavens will be cleansed. And we, the body of Christ, are going to fulfill those positions in the heavens. You are never coming back when you leave this earth. So you might as well spend some of that and forget about trying to hang on to it. It ain't going to be no good anyhow. By the way, if you want to know my address, why, I'll be glad to take some of it off your hand. But if you want to hang on to it, that's okay. Okay, verse number 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now, remember in Revelation 1, we've seen before the throne there were 7 spirits. Here they are called lamps, and they are burning before the throne. Now, I'm going to get to this in just a moment and show you what's going on here as far as what's in the throne room of God. It's very important to see. I done forgot about my notes and done skipped half of them. But it says, and verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. Now, here's the throne. Okay? Now, before that throne, there is a sea of glass. This thing here is frozen, absolute zero glass. That's what that is. Down here, what do you got? Well, down here you got the second heaven. And then on down here you got the first one. We're talking about the third heaven. That's where we're at. Now, before the throne, there's a sea of glass. And that's where that's at. Now it says here that they got 4 beasts, and these beasts are around the throne. They're sitting on each corner of the throne, and these beasts, they are literally cherubs. They are cherubs. Now cherubs have wings. Angels do not have wings. So this image that you got, this nice looking blonde headed woman with big wings guarding some little kid going across a creek or something, that's just a figment of somebody's imagination. By the way, there's no baby angels. They don't grow up. They don't grow down. They are created beings, and they live until God gets through with them, I guess. They are don't have wings. Only these cherubs and seraphs have wings. Now look what he says about these guys. He says, and the first beast was like a lion. Now, remember that. This guy over here is a lion. Okay, he's alive. The second beast was like a calf. Okay. Third beast had the face of a man. And the fourth beast had the one of an eagle. Now, that's what they look like. If I got time, I might go over in Ezekiel and show you that what Lucifer looked like when he came to earth. And it says here, the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face of a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each of them six wings. So these guys have got six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and rested not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. So these guys have eyes all the way around their head. They don't have to turn their head. They can look straight. And if you read that in Ezekiel, they go straight. Their feet are straight. And it tells you what they look like. So these guys got eyes over here and eyes here and eyes in the back. They don't have to turn their head to see. And these guys got six wings. Each one of them got six wings. And they represent all the animals on the earth. They represent all those animals on the earth. Now, remember what we've been talking about. We've been talking about governmental structures. Everything that's on the earth, the same thing basically is in the heavens. Now, the governmental structures, we have them on earth. Everybody knows about them. Ours is, sometimes it's pretty good, and other times it's not very good. That's not the way God's going to set it up one day. It's not going to be a democracy. It's not going to be a republic. But it's going to be God in charge of everything. But now, what I didn't go into a little bit of that, Jesus Christ is sitting on the Father's throne in heaven, right? He's sitting on the Father's throne. Where is Jesus Christ's throne at?
At the right hand of the Father.
Well, that's true. That's where he's at right now. But his literal throne is where? The throne of David, is it not? So, Jesus Christ's throne is on the earth. Because that's where he's going to rule at. He's going to rule upon the earth. And that's where he's going to rule at. You say, and this thing here gets brought up to me all the time. Well, Jesus Christ's going to be on the earth. I thought we were supposed to be with him. Did anybody ever ask you that? Well, the only thing I can tell them is that when I got saved by the grace of God, I got baptized by one spirit into one body, and that body was the body of Christ, and I became a member of that body in particular. Now, his body right now is sitting on the right hand of God the Father, and he's waiting to come back to get his throne, the throne of David, on the earth where he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. But I'm on the earth and he's up there. What am I going to do about that? Well, if I'm in his body, is he not everywhere, by the way? I thought he was. So one day I'm going to be up there and he's going to be down here. He can't catch up with me. You said, boy, that don't sound good. Well, that's the way it is. I'm sorry. All this stuff we've been trying to go over here in the book of Revelation, y'all ain't got any part in that. You don't have no part in it whatsoever. Well, let me go on and finish this. Now, I like to use this. This may or may not be true. I found out when I wrote this stuff down that nobody else believed it. So I still got it written down. Birds on the earth, representation, wild animals on the earth, domestic animals on the earth, of course, mankind. What's missing? You're not going to do no fishing in heaven. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because their representation got kicked out of heaven. I don't see them no more. Where was Lucifer at? He covered the whole thing. I mean, his wingspan went way out. By the way, he was a song leader. You say, well, why don't you have a song leader down in the church? Well,
you got kicked out.
You got kicked out. We've had two or three, but they all seem to disappear. I guess it's because you guys just don't follow along too good. Yes, that's a lot of work. Verse 9, and when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that live forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. The Lord Jesus Christ created all things. He's the guy that spoke the earth and the heaven into existence. In the Old Testament, he's a Jehovah. In the New Testament, what we call the New Testament, he's the Savior of mankind. So he did it all. He created all things. Real quick, turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Chapter 1. Look at verse 16. It says, For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on the earth. Now look at this, visible and invisible, will they be thrones? Here's the thrones. Will they be thrones? Will they be dominions, principalities, power? are. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence. In the heavens you've got thrones, dominions. On the earth you've got thrones, dominions. Some of them are visible. On earth they're visible. In the heavens they're invisible to us, because we don't have a spiritual eye to see those things. But one day when we leave here and go there, we'll be able to see those things. And they will be visible again. And there will be dominions and principalities and thrones and rulers. All that stuff is going on in the heavens right now. One day we're going to sit and we're going to be part of that governmental structure in the heavens. One day the nation of Israel is going to be on the earth, and they're going to be part of that governmental structure on the earth. The 12 apostles are going to sit on 12 thrones. David is going to be resurrected and he's going to sit on a throne. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to sit on a throne here on the earth. And they're going to judge and they're going to rule here on the earth. And it's a governmental type thing. And they've got that in heaven. We got it here on the earth. And we're going to go up there one day and we're going to do that. So in Revelation chapter 4, we see the throne room of God. We've seen where God the Father's throne was. And it's in New Jerusalem. And one day it's coming down to the earth. And we're going to be in the heavens. Okay, I see my time's come and gone.